Blog Talk Radio.
What's up? Welcome to Turn Up Tuesday.
What it do?
What's going on?
What it do? I'm just chilling, man. I'm on location down here waiting on that game to come on.
Oh, yeah. Well, it looks like I want to read this out to you. I just got a memo. Our engineers are working on a solution for the audio file issue. So we have they're having an issue, another issue again. I don't know what's going on, but we're going to make it do what it do while we got everything up. And it's just saying
so
that
the audio been messing up again?
The audio, and it's coming from the engineers. I'm reading it right now. Our engineers are working on a solution for this audio file issue. So we gonna make it do what it do for now. We're going to make it do what it do. Okay.
What's up, everybody? What's going on?
What's going on? I see we got a lot of calls tonight. I mean, I appreciate everybody calling me in to talk about living the swingers lifestyle. Okay. Now, of course, you know I have an article.
I know you got an article.
You know I got an article. Basically, my article is coming from it's Ask the Loveologist. And with that being said, the Loveologist is pretty much talking about he's pretty much talking about a couple. And I'm going to go ahead and read it. My wife and I tried swinging several years. It was exciting and fun for two plain dates, and it brought up surprising aspects of our sexuality. It also brought up some powerful emotions, which we were able to work through. Although after some of the couples we were dating dropped us, the experience hit my wife really hard, and we stopped not only swinging but having sex altogether. Slowly we have rebuilt our life. Now she often uses our past experience as fantasy when we have sex. But she says it isn't interesting as it was when they were living the swingers lifestyle. So
what you're saying, she want to go back to swinging?
Right. That's exactly what she's saying. And
I don't think I can do that. If you married, I mean, I'm a freak. Don't get me wrong. But I'm just a freak for, like, one person. I can't just be like, hey, let's go to this swingers place and, you know, get this little membership and we just go in here and we just be in here just, like, fucking everybody. I don't know. That's just thing. I don't know, but, you know, you got some good examples maybe, so we finna hear.
Yeah, and for what it's looking like, I guess for some people, just looking at that, just going through the article, which I am going to go back to the article, we're going to talk a little bit more about
right.
it. I'm just saying what it's looking like to me is just that that's what made their relationship. To me, that's what it looks like. That's actually what made their relationship. Now,
made it exciting.
Yeah, for what it's looking like. The reason why she's saying that it's an issue that you know, when they stop, they quit having the couple quit having sex altogether. You know,
I used to date this one girl. I don't know if this pertains to swinging or whatever, but I used to date this one girl and like we. I don't know if it was a relationship anyway, because we didn't really talk on the phone. We did a lot of texting, but we did, like, relationship-type stuff. But one night she had told me, she was like, I wanted to have a threesome with, like, another girl or whatever. So, I was down with that. But then, you know, like, it took so long after the fact, like, we had not had sex a few times before that happened. Then she was like, I don't want to, like, share you with nobody. So, it kind of went out the window. But
yeah.
I just wondering, like, I believe it's a lot of women like that. The ones that, like, are of age that have had sexual experience, I think that they tend to want to have sex with another woman. Or either at least try. The way day and times is, I can tell you, it just seems like that to me. What you think?
Yeah, I agree with that. Because I think, you know, I guess everything, what they say, everything is a sign of the time. I feel that now, you know, they have all these swingers clubs and all that kind of stuff. I feel like that kind of lures people to do certain things too, you know. And I agree with it? No, I totally do not agree with the whole lifestyle.
You kissed a girl? You ever kissed a girl? What? You laughing?
I know a lot of women that kissed a girl.
Did you like it, or did you just kiss a girl and didn't like it? Was it in college times? You know, a lot of women try a lot of stuff in college.
Yeah, you know, I've tried some things different, you know.
Right.
You know, but men is what I prefer. But would I want to swing? Nah, I'm too selfish to swing. I'm definitely too selfish to swing. I think I want whatever we do in bed,
what if it's not like your wife or whatever? What if it's just like somebody you've been dating and you just feel comfortable just having sex with him, and he just be like, hey man, I want to do this right here, man. Let's go to this swinger spot up in the ATL, and you know they go crazy. Like when you go through the door, it'd be like Pandora's box, and like all the women bad. You know, everybody in here sexy. It ain't really like no ugly people in there or whatever. Would you do that without them, you know, having feelings for the person that you with?
I just couldn't do that all the. I just don't want to do that all together, though. You see what I'm saying? I mean, nah, I wouldn't even want my man to do that. You see what I'm saying? I don't want to do it, period. Because, again, like I said, when it comes to the whole sharing thing, that's something that I just don't want to do. I mean, I'm selfish on that. I'm selfish on that aspect of sharing.
I can dig it. I can dig it.
Of sharing somebody that I'm with. But now with the article, basically, I finished up just saying that, you know, things got better when she started thinking about them having sex with other people, you know, when they were living the swingers life. That's what made their life better, but she had to think about it. And so this guy is actually being interviewed, so this is what he's saying to the person that's interviewing him. And again, this article comes from Ask the Loveology. So you can also...
Yeah, who is the Loveology? You don't got an article from them before, and they swear they know everything.
They swear they know everything. They're not saying their name. They just calling themselves the Loveologist. So the Loveologist says, thanks for bringing up this question about the swinging. Well, this is the guy talking to the Loveologist. Thanks for bringing up the question about the swinging lifestyle. For clarification purposes, swinging is unlike the open marriages of the 70s or the more recent versions of polygamy. That supports intimacy and love with multiple partners. Swinging, by contrast, refers to non-monogamous sexual activity, treated much like an other social activity that is experienced as a couple. Emotional, I guess people, you know, couples do get emotional, you know, and I don't know, and their commitment to love relationship with one's marital partner is based on the rules. You know, swinging sex is usually done in the presence of one's spouse and requires the consent of both partners. although swinging couples often become close friends with other swinging couples, there are rules restricting emotional involvement with non-spousal partners. That said, the relationship that formed between couples can easily and often become as emotionally complex as that of a married partner. Now, if you looked at our post today, when I post about that, you know, when I first put our post out, because now I'm kind of being a little careful when I post our topic, and I'm saying this to all of my callers, I'm doing that intentionally, because it really gets me to the point where I want to start talking, because every time we post our topic, everybody start commenting on it, so it makes me want to comment on it. So I say, you know what, if I start doing it later on in the day, then therefore I won't get tempted to start talking about what we discussing, and you guys won't hear my point of view on it. But like the young lady stated in our post, her husband went to a swingers, she didn't know it was a swingers party. They were invited to a party. And she stated that when she got there, that's exactly what it was, a swingers party. So
how did they get invited to a party and they not know that what they were getting into?
Right. You know, and she didn't elaborate on it, you know, and I'm sure she's probably one of the callers, so she did say she wanted to chime in on the show. But, I mean, I have no idea. But, I mean, you go to a party, and I wouldn't even know what the hell I would do if I walked up in a party. And
like, more likely when you get to the party, they're going to probably like have, like, drinks or whatever, something to loosen you up or whatever. Like, you know, they probably had drugs, too. But I don't know. Some people didn't like sex like that, so they probably just be like, I'm going to go to the swinger party. And I know what's up, so I'm going in that bit like already ready, you know what I'm saying? So when you get to the swinger party, you're like, I guess, do you just take your clothes off? I mean, you know it's going to go down, so I probably just go in there and just take my clothes off, to be honest. If I was in that lifestyle, I'd just go in there and just take my clothes off, get me a drink, and I'd just walk around and mingle with my dick out. Shit.
I mean, yeah, but
it's swinging. We're swinging, so I'm swinging too.
And I did say I was going to make this shout out. So, everybody, listen, I want to make a shout out to, and man, look at that on our page, to Marcus. It's spelled with a K. Burns, he's from Bravo. He is, we send a shout out to him because he has joined the Turn Up Tuesday page, and we want to send a shout out to him. Because you just never know. We thank everybody that's on our page right now. But I did just want to kind of stop for a second and send a shout out to him. He's one of the producers of Candy, the Candy's Road Trip. That's been on Bravo. He's also the executive producer of Married to Medicine. And I just want to send him a shout out and thank you so much for being a part of the Turn Up family and supporting the show. So yep. we definitely want to send a shout out to him. And if you go to our page, you'll see where he is executive producer for those shows on Bravo, and he is supporting us as a Turn Up. So I definitely thank you.
That's right. A lot of people don't understand how we got some real prominent people that follow us and support our show, such as Ricky Smiley and his morning crew.
Exactly.
And I shout out to them.
Right,
they're probably listening
right now,
unless you're on tour or something.
Right, and that is the truth,
that's why
I definitely like to send a shout out to them because it's called True Entertainment. That's part of Bravo, so I definitely want to send a shout out to him because it's just phenomenal that you know we both are making not a big city, but you know we here, you know we seem like we're making some major moves, and I thank everybody for actually you know being a part of the Turn Up Tuesday crew and just accepting us and also requesting us to be our friends. So that lets us know that we're doing something good. So I definitely want to send a shout out to Marcus from Bravo Television True Entertainment. Thank you so much. When I saw that today, I was like excited and I couldn't wait to send you a shout out on the show. So definitely continue to follow us and listen to us. But anyway, we're going
to
kind of go back into the back to the topic about living the swingers life. I see other people coming in right now. You know, feel free if you have any questions. Don't be shy. We get so many comments on Facebook. I don't understand why.
They be scared. Yeah, they be scared.
Why, why, no, Right.
They won't hit that one. They won't hit that one button.
We are all right. It's okay. It is okay to talk.
I can take criticism. She can take criticism. I can dish criticism. I'm wide open. So I'm liable to say anything. So it ain't gonna make no difference what you say.
Exactly. Just chime in with us because we're ready. We all right. So basically, like we are talking about Swingers Lifestyle, and again. We got this from the Loveologist. You know, I read a lot of the Loveologist articles because, you know.
I noticed that.
Yeah, right, because a lot of
you're a little freak. You really a little freak. I think you really a little freak. And nobody don't know it. Your mama be listening to the show and you be trying to act like you all nice and stuff.
Because you asked, because I know you asked me about kissing that woman. Now, you know, good time, well, I want to talk about that, huh?
Your mama going to be like, girl, who you done kissed?
Well, who you done
kissed? Who you done here tongue kissing down there in State Borough? Now, you're talking about, let me have some of your drink. Ain't getting none of my drink.
Let me get some of that. You will share some of that drink with me. So also the article states that although swinging involves having sex with people other than your spouses, people who choose this lifestyle report that the practice enhances their relationship. I disagree, both sexually and emotionally. They say that communication is openness, and sharing of their natural desires for sexual variety allows them to explore their fantasies together without dissent or guilt. While the intense sexual openness can instill higher levels of trust and openness within your relationship, it can also... Go ahead.
You got to be, like, the most open-minded person to even it's something got to be missing in your. I don't know. That's why I wish somebody would call in that are swingers. I know they out there listening. We get calls in New York and all over. But I'm thinking to myself, like, to be in an open relationship like that, and for that to take place, you have to be like so open to that because it's so emotional. Because you actually sharing your body, and you also sharing your partner. At the same time, so that has to be like a real emotional roller coaster, especially like, let's say you pull up on me or whatever, and all us chilling or whatever, and then, you know, we got the swinger party going on, you know, my dick might be bigger than the other nigga dick, that all these motherfuckers, they around here swinging and stuff, so I just don't feel, you know, they might feel bad about it, you know, you don't want to see me plummeting into his wife like that.
Right.
So, you know, I don't understand. It's just emotional. It'll be too emotional for me. Especially if a woman, like, eating your old lady out better than you can, and then, you know, she actually enjoying it way better. It's just too emotional for me. I can't do that. I got to be better than everybody when it comes to my woman.
That's true.
And sometimes you ain't. Sometimes you really ain't. It's just that. Like, you might got a boyfriend right now, and then, you know, you might like him and love him or whatever, but it's still that person that you don't have sex with that just was the best sex you done had, and you can't just deny that. I've been in several relationships where the person that I've been with didn't have the best sex that I done had. It still be one that just stand out.
Yeah, I think that I'm gonna tell you what I did, and I know this has nothing to do with swinging, but this kind of give you an idea of why I don't.
You wouldn't.
I wouldn't do it. Because I can't even see myself with being with. I went on a date, and I went on a date with a older man, 64
right.
years old.
He was 64.
Yeah. Yeah.
You went out with a 64-year-old man?
Yeah.
What he can do for you? Well, he must have been, like, working out. He must have been, like, in shape or something.
No.
So what do you... Okay, go ahead. Go ahead. Tell me your story. This is going to be good.
It ain't going to be real good, too. And if I can't even see myself with an older man like that, I mean, and when I went on the date, and it was kind of funny because, now I'm going to tell you one thing, he was like the realest gentleman in the world. I mean,
well, you know, one thing about once you get about 35, once you hit like 35 years old, or younger, but you know the way people growing up these days, the gentleman is like out the door. So when you run into a woman and you do stuff for her and you know you still open doors, they don't know how to really take that. If you're talking to like a younger person, they just feel like, oh, he's just trying to do this and this and this. But some people still have that gentleman instilled in them from growing up. But now you're 22, 23 years old. These boys ain't opening no doors and trying to do none of that. They're trying to kick back. They're trying to kick back and chill and burn a little blunt or two, little Quavo, little gin. That's what they're trying to do. That's their idea of courting. And courting has changed over the years. To where it's like easy, like cause the girls are a lot more easier from what I see, from like some of the younger people I see that be talking about it. Like, you know, I seen a post the other day that somebody was saying the younger the girl, the quicker they have sex or whatever. Like, but I don't know. But you know, that kind of relate back to when I was young. It was fast like that too. So they fast women in every age genre, I guess.
Well,
but not a freak getting wife now. The freak's getting wife right now. Like, that's why the good girls are confused. Like, how the hell you gonna marry that freak? And everybody know everybody don't smash stuff and all this. But you know, she got experience. She tired. She freaked out. She threw. But she still got good sex, and you know, she might got a few kids. But hey. She over trying to cheat or whatever. So, you know, like you date a younger girl, if she ain't got her head on right, she more than likely she gonna be still out trying to.
Well, yeah, well, now again, like I was saying about the old dude,
get it right.
He had on Crocs. He brought that to the date. Yeah, he had on Crocs.
Crocs shoes? Like orthopedic Crocs shoes? You talking about the little fun shoes with the little holes all in the top of them?
Yeah.
Yeah, that nigga, he would have came out better with a walker with the tennis balls on the back. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Nigga got on Crocs. Nigga said he had to be comfortable.
Right. Yes. He had on.
Okay. So when did the red flag go up? That this was not the guy? Just finna tell me the date. Did he take his teeth out when y'all ate?
So we end up going to Hooters first. But it was too many young people in Hooters. Yeah, we went to Hooters first. And it was too many young people in Hooters. I just refused. I said, well, you know what? I'm not going to go in. I refuse to go.
Well, it could have been like their mom's granddad or something.
Well, look, I ain't through yet. I was like, Hooters kind of packed. So let's go somewhere else. So he was like, well, where you want to go? Because I'm trying to watch the game. And I I said, okay, that's cool. I said, well, let's just go to Applebee's. We're going to Applebee's. And when we walked in the door, I guess the hostess was pregnant. And he was like,